As you know, I am a huge fan of Governor Sarah Palin, and I've just received a statement from Governor Palin, Wasilla, Alaska, and I think you're going to want to hear this. This is breaking news. And she writes, "After much prayer and serious consideration, I have decided that I will not be seeking the 2012 GOP nomination for President of the United States. As always, my family comes first, and obviously Todd and I put great consideration into family life before making this decision. When we serve, we devote ourselves to God, family, and country. My decision maintains this order. My decision is based upon a review of what common sense conservatives and independents have accomplished, especially over the last year. I believe that at this time, I can be more effective in a decisive role to help elect other true public servants to office, from the nation's governors to congressional seats and the presidency. We need to continue to actively and aggressively help those who will stop the fundamental transformation of our nation and instead seek the restoration of our greatness, our goodness, and our constitutional republic based on the rule of law." Governor Palin goes on, "From the bottom of my heart, I thank those who have supported me and defended my record throughout the years and encouraged me to run for president. Know that by working together, we can bring this country back. And as I've always said, one doesn't need a title to help do it. I will continue driving the discussion for freedom and free markets, including in the race for president, where our candidates must embrace immediate action toward energy independence through domestic resource developments of conventional energy sources along with renewables. We must reduce tax burdens and onerous regulations that kill American industry, and our candidates must always push to minimize government to strengthen the economy and allow the private sector to create jobs." Governor Palin says those will be our priorities so Americans can be confident that a smaller, smarter government that is truly of the people, by the people, and for the people can better serve this most exceptional nation. And in the coming weeks, I will help coordinate strategies to assist in replacing the president, retaking the Senate, and maintaining the House. Thank you again for all your support. Let's unite to restore this country. God bless America. Sarah Palin." Governor Sarah Palin, how are you, my friend?
How are you, great one? I'm feeling just fine.
Well, let me tell you something. I have to admit I'm disappointed. I have to admit I'm disappointed. I completely understand. And first, I want to ask you a question, because I know some folks out there are going to, are you considering third party?
I would assume that a third party would just guarantee Obama's reelection, and that's the last thing that our Republican affords. So the consideration is not there for a third party, no.
All right. Now, you have millions of fans and supporters across this country, many of whom are in my family, by the way. And is there something you want to tell them, how you weighed this? Because you touch on it in your statement, and I know how much you adore your fans and supporters.
Well, I am very thankful that included in a list of supporters in my life are my family members, and they do support this decision. They came first, the consideration of what a candidacy does to or for a family, that weighed heavily. But these supporters who have encouraged me to run for office are so appreciated and have really kept me going and encouraged me in the midst of it all in these last 3 years. And especially those within the Tea Party, Americans who are independent and patriotic and know that our republic is worth defending and have been so supportive of the message that I've been privileged to share. I thank them for their support. And we need to remember, Mark, that through this all, it's not about me. It's about all of us who are trying to wake up America, let them know what's going on in our country, remind them that our republic is worth defending. So where can we all fit in roles on this team to defend our country? The consideration was given to what role can I play best to help pursue this mission and succeed in this mission of defending our republic.
So you're going to be every bit as active as you have been, and you're not going anywhere. That's what I hear.
I'm thankful that I believe I not being a candidate, really you're unshackled and you're allowed to be even more active. And I look forward to helping coordinate the strategies that will assist in replacing our president and retaking the Senate, maintaining the House, helping good constitutional conservatives be elected to the governor seats around this nation. I look forward to using all the tools at my disposal to get the right people in there who have a servant's heart and understand what it is that our country was built upon, free men and free markets, and how we can continue those right principles, put them into practice to get our economy back on the right track and to keep our nation safe.
You know, as a father, you do everything you can to protect your children. You're a mother. You do everything you can to protect your children. Your children, you've been abused. Your husband's been abused. Your children have been abused. I mean, in ways that are really completely vile and unacceptable. I take it, if I'm wrong, correct me, I take it this went into some of your decision-making, or am I wrong?
No, to be perfectly honest with you, much of what you just mentioned went into the consideration, you know, the protection of kids and their innocence and their security. Much went into the decision that was based upon a family and what is best for them. Family does come first.
Mm-hmm. Now, from a philosophical point of view, I have said publicly many times that you are very similar to Reagan when it comes to your philosophical approach. You also have a very cheery approach, a very positive approach. You have, when you look at how you electrify an audience and so forth, I know you're not going to pick a candidate today, but do you think ultimately the Republican Party will come up with a candidate who will be at least of that sort who can defeat Barack Obama?
I do. I have confidence in that. I look forward to supporting our nominee. I do have faith that when we hear the vigorous debate that we expect out of our candidates in this primary process, we're going to be able to hear details of their plans, of their vision, of their record of accomplishment. And through that process, the right candidate will be elevated. That will be our nominee, and we'll be able to get behind that person and make sure that Barack Obama is replaced.
There's a lot of things you talk about. You used Obama's phrase, which I thought was very important, fundamental transformation. You know, Governor, when I hear that phrase, I think to myself, fundamentally transform what? Our society, our constitution, our economic system? You really believe this president is trying to do exactly what he has said here, and that, in fact, he is doing it, don't you?
Well, unfortunately, he's succeeding in some respects in what it is that he had warned us about in the campaign. He said he would fundamentally transform our great nation. And there were those of us, and Mark, you, and Hannity, and others, who tried to sound that warning bell and said, are you listening to what Barack Obama, the candidate, is saying? Do you understand that he wants to redistribute wealth? Does he understand that he doesn't seem to have a problem with poking our allies in the eye and being willing to meet with our enemies, coddling our enemies, essentially? He warned us of those national security risks that would ensue and economic woes that would ensue if he were to succeed in fundamentally transforming this country. Yet he was elected anyway. So that has been the path that he has put this country on. And that is why I'm saying we cannot afford this fundamental transformation of America, turning it into something that we don't even recognize, Mark. Instead, we need to restore this country. We need to restore all that is good and right and free about America. Our republic is worth defending. We do not need a transformation. We need a renewal. We need a restoration of America.
So you're gonna hit, it's not so much the campaign trail, but you're gonna hit the trail, and you're gonna use other avenues to continue to press the constitutional message, the free market message. One of the things you said in your statement is you're very, very concerned about what's going on with our in our energy area. And this is an area where you're absolutely an expert, and we seem to be choking ourselves off from domestic sources of energy. I mean, what should we be doing exactly right now?
We have the most asinine energy policy in our country imaginable. We need to open up ANWR. We need to open up just here in Alaska, take the resources that we have that are warehoused underground, the hundreds of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas and the untold billions of barrels of oil that are sitting warehoused waiting to be tapped in environmentally friendly ways. We can do this. We have proven for 30 years development up on the North Slope can be safe, and it can help our economy and create millions of jobs. And yet, under the Obama administration, we're getting further and further away from a sound energy policy. We're getting further away from opportunities to open up ANWR and allow the drilling and the mining that is needed in this country. And instead, we're on a path now where we're going to be even more reliant on foreign countries and dangerous dictators who can use energy as a weapon, holding it over our heads to get what they want out of our country. It's asinine, it's nonsensical, and I think an energy policy in this country, unless we adopt one that makes sense and that aggressively develops our domestic resources that God has created for us, our country is going to be in a world of hurt in the not too distant future.
This is Governor Sarah Palin I'm speaking to, and she's announced that she won't be running for president of the United States, but she has every intention of being involved and engaged in having effective and positive change on this nation. Governor Palin, you've popularized this term. It's been hanging out there, but you've popularized this term, crony capitalism. It's something, sounds to me like you're going to continue to bring up. What do you mean by this? Do you mean the mixing of corporate interests and governmental interests rather than allowing the free market to work?
Exactly. I detest crony capitalism, which is this dangerous mixture of big government, big finance, big corporations as they pat each other on the back and pat each other's wallets to the detriment of the rest of us, the little guy, the guy on Main Street that owns a small business that accounts for about 70% of U.S. jobs. I detest crony capitalism, and unfortunately the corruption that we see today has led many people to conclude that crony capitalism is the only form of capitalism, which obviously is not true. We need to reassert our faith in the true free market entrepreneurial system that made our country great. One way we do that, by the way, Mark, is I propose eliminating the corporate income tax, and at the same time, we eliminate corporate welfare and all the loopholes, the bailouts, the favoritism shown to those on Wall Street, and this is how we can create an explosion of real job growth.
You know, Governor, I'm getting a ton of emails in here right now. I just want you to know, people are very upset that you're not running. I'm just telling you. I'm not talking about the detractors. They don't mean a thing. But people who listen to my show, you know, patriotic citizens out there. A lot of those folks are disappointed, but I'm just trying to reassure them. You're not going anywhere, and you're going to be a voice out there for them, correct?
That's true. Mark, I'm going to join you in this mission to help wake up America to what's going on in our country. I believe that I can be more effective and I can be more aggressive in this mission in a supportive role of getting the right people elected. I need to be able to say what I want to say and hold both sides of the aisle accountable and call out the wrongheadedness of our quote-unquote leaders who are leading us down this path. And this is going to encompass Senate seats. We have 30-some Senate seats coming up. We have the House of Representatives that we need to maintain. We need to increase conservative numbers there. We have the governor seats all across this country. We have local mayors. We have, on that local level, how important it is to get constitutional conservatives to serve on that level. We have the Tea Party that needs to grow and attract even more independents within it to these patriotic Americans who are doing this for the right reason. I believe I can branch out more and be able to be effective in all those arenas.
Well, you know, you've been remarkably effective already in so many ways. And I want you to know, one of the people who emailed me was Matt Drudge. And he said, sad day for the country. I'm just letting you know that, but I also want to tell Matt and others out there, what I'm hearing is somebody who's very energetic and is going to be engaged. Governor Palin, I'm coming up against a hard break. And I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the program, having faith that I would treat you with respect, which I always do. And let you know I am disappointed, but I am thrilled you're in this battle, because I don't know what we'd do without you, frankly.
Well, that's mutual. I'm thrilled that you are in the battle. Let us unite to restore this country, and I do want to assure people that this has been prayerfully considered, and my family and I, with great discussion and literally family prayer over the situation. I know I've had great confirmation. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I can be on the right path, not as a candidate for president at this time. And we'll see what the future holds in terms of me personally in a political career. But in the meantime, all of us, let's join together to wake up America, put us back on the right path. We all have a role to play in this.